Okay, now it's time for joys and concerns. I'd like to pray for Phyllis Howard, who fell yesterday and went to the emergency room for stitches and testing and is recovering at home. Please pray for the family of Bart Brown, the son of Martha and Ken Brown, who passed away yesterday evening. Please pray for the family of Adina McKimmy, who passed away last week. She was the wife of former pastor Lloyd McKimmy. Also, I'd like to lift up the family of Patsy Long, who passed away last weekend. She leaves behind her husband Ronald and two children, Robin and Robert. Keep in your prayers also Will and Anita Colley, Gary Fryer, Andrea Housing, Bonnie Isabel, Homer May, Jay Sterling, and all those in our nursing homes and serving in our country's armed forces. On a happier note, the flowers on the altar are from Dave and Liz Hollingsworth in honor of spring and the birth of their first grandchild, Uriah David, born March 6. Congratulations to the happy grandparents.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this awesome day. We lift these joys and concerns up to you. Please be with all those in our church and our community who are hurting right now. We ask that you would bless our church and everyone in it. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please rise for scripture. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Will you please put your finger in the spot and raise your Bible high? Huh? Oh, I better.
I'm gonna need this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey. Okay. Jeremiah 29:11 says, 11 through 13. For surely I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. Hi, my name is Dallas Yeager, and I'm so honored to be here preaching to y'all today. I give God all the glory. Today I'm going to be preaching on God's calling, but first I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. As most of you know, my parents are Drake and Sally Yeager, and they're teachers up at the North School. And I was adopted, and God has a special calling on my life to preach and sing. And every time I preach and sing, it's all for the glory of God. But my mom had always wanted a baby girl. She always prayed for a baby girl. It was her heart's desire to get a baby girl, but she just wasn't able. So she kept on praying, and then she got a call, and they said, we have an 18-month-old girl here. Would you like, you know, to take her home and see how she is? And that was me, so God just kind of has a way of working everything out. So today I ask you guys, what is God's calling to you? Once you are saved, God intends to use you for his goals. He has a ministry for you in his church and a mission for you in the world. You are called to serve God. If you turn to Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God will work through the most unlikely people. Some examples from the Bible are David. He was a young shepherd boy who no one thought anything of.